Jesus, the disciples asking Jesus to teach them effective prayer. I do not know if did they pray before or they do not believe what they pray at the time. But they believe that Jesus did a simple prayer and then God answers his prayer. Kaya sabi nila, teach us how to pray. And Jesus teach a simple pray, our Father. There are things we should look at the content of the prayer. Number one, the first thing to focus is focus on the Father. Focus on the God's needs. Jesus told his disciple to focus on appreciation, acceptance of God is a holy one. Hallowed be thy name. Jesus told his disciple that we should glorify God's name. We should respect God's name. When you pray, first, glorify his name first. Second, asking for his kingdom to come in this world and then to come to your heart. Let God be a king. Let God guide you with his authority in your hearts. Thy kingdom come. Please come to my heart and then please rule over myself, my heart, to guide me in this world. The second part is to focus on the needs of our family. Always plural. Give us the bread. Give us, not give me, give us. Bigyan mo kami, kakanin, araw-araw. So, focus on the needs of our family. Number one, focus on provisions, physical needs, bread. Physical needs are roof to stay. Physical needs are other needs, basic needs in this life. Second need is the basic one. Jesus always teach us to forgive. Forgive and forgive. Kaya in prayer of our Father, we ask the basic needs for pardon. We ask God to pardon us. We ask God to forgive us. But not only ourselves, we have to forgive others. Plural palagi. Forgive us as we forgive those who sins against us. The third basic need is to protect us from sin. To protect us from our debts. God, Jesus tells us that we should ask the protection of God para hindi tayo nakakamali. Para laging tayong ginagait sa ating buhay para dadaan tayo sa tamang daan. Kaya sa prayer ng Ama namin, Our Father, ay simple but complete. Yun yung prayer na tinuturo sa mga lagad ni Jesus at lagi natin dinadasal ito. Every day, every time, sana we give the meaning every word when we say this prayer. Because every word there is meaning para glorify God. Let God be a king to your life or in your life, and then ask for provisions, and then ask for pardon, ask for protection from sin. Please stand.